Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi rabbil alemin. Vessalatu vesselamu ala seyyidil mürselin. Seyyidina Muhammed ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ve sellem teslimen kethira. Esselamu aleykum ve rahmetullahi ve berekatuhu. This is Imam Zeyd Shakir coming to you from the premises of Zaytuna College, your Muslim college, 30 lights for 30 nights, Ramadan reminders. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan is a month of forgiveness. Ramadan is a month of mercy. Ramadan is a month of liberation from the hellfire. Brothers and sisters, the avenues, the pathways of forgiveness are so great in Ramadan. Whoever leaves the month and they're not forgiven, and their sins haven't been forgiven, they've been deprived. The epitome of deprivation. May Allah spare us. May Allah make us of those who are forgiven. We mention whoever stands for prayer during Ramadan with sincere faith, anticipating reward, their sins are forgiven. Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. We mentioned previously, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan with sincere faith, anticipating reward, their prior sins are forgiven. Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. We mentioned whoever Allahumma salli ala rasulillah. Standing, let's take a cut here, editing break. Whoever stands for worship in the night of power, their prior sins are forgiven. Man qama laylatal qadr, imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whoever remembers Allah, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar, during Ramadan, their sins are forgiven. And we should remind ourselves, one of our great, great early scholars mentioned, تَسْبِيحَةٌ وَحِيدَةٌ فِي رَمَضَانَ كَأَلْفِ تَسْبِيحَةٍ فِي مَا سِوَى. Saying, Subhanallah, glorified is Allah. One time in Ramadan is like saying 1,000 times outside of Ramadan. So what have you said 1,000 times, 5,000 times? What avenues and pathways of forgiveness and good are we opening up for our soul, brothers and sisters? Whoever lightens the burden of their employee during Ramadan, their sins are forgiven. Whoever gives the fasting person something to break their fast with, just a single date, a glass of water, their sins are forgiven. In fact, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu relates from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, يُغْفَرُ فِي رَمَضَانَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى قَالُوا وَمَنْ يَأْبَى يَا أَبَى هُرَيْرَةَ قَالَ مَنْ يَأْبَى أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ. So Abu Hurairah relates that from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said, everyone will be forgiven in Ramadan except the one who refuses. Hearing this, they said, who would ever refuse, O Abu Hurairah? He said, one who refuses to ask Allah to be forgiven. All we have to do is ask, brothers and sisters. Look how wide the gates of forgiveness have been flung during this month. Look how wide the gates are. All we have to do is walk through the gates. What are we waiting for, brothers and sisters? As Ramadan wraps up, as it concludes, if we've neglected our prayer, we haven't gotten to Tarawih every night, we haven't picked up the Quran as often as we should have, ask Allah to be forgiving. That's all it takes. Everyone will be forgiven except the one who refuses. Who would ever refuse? One who refuses to ask. May Allah bless us all to be amongst those who ask. Hasten through those gates because they're about to close. Hasten through those gates because they're about to close. Hasten through those gates because they're about to close. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to hasten through those gates.